Yeah, right. Then the Mishnah says, Konso, after you make Yibum, and after you marry her, Harei Kishta, then she's considered like your wife. So what does it mean? What's the chiddush that she's considered like your wife now? Omar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina Loima, come to teach us, Shemegar Shabaget, that now if you want to get rid of her, you don't have to give a chalitzer anymore. Like the Zika goes off 100%, she's like a regular wife now, then all you have to do is just give her a get. Shemegar Shabaget. Umachzira, and if you want to, you could remarry her now. For the Gemara, Megarsha beget Pshita? Like, of course, why not? Once you're Miyavma, she's your wife. Havada, why can't you give her a get? So Gemara says, Mal, the Tamei would have thought. The Pasuk says, V'yivma, you should make Yibum, Omer Rachmona. V'yada, yin Yivum, and Horishenim, Aleho. And she still has part of the first Yibum. In other words, maybe still part of the Zika's honor, even after they get married. Even after his Kansi lives with her. He makes the first Bila Shem Yibum. He's his wife, but maybe still Zika is still here, and therefore now Letiska lo beget, Ela b'chalitza wouldn't be enough just to give a get. But maybe they have to give chalitza also. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. No, that once you're konsa, once you live with her, she's your wife completely, and now all you, the Zika goes off, and if you want, all you have to do is just give her a get. Then it says, Machzira, that you let her remarry her. For the Mab Shita, of course, why not? Samora says, yes, now the time I would have thought. Mitzvah the Rami Rachmona lay of the. True, he did the mitzvah. Those really, she's an Eshesach. Really, she should be an heir to you. She's your brother's wife. She was Bamok in mitzvah the first time you may have him, it's a mitzvah. So Torah says she's muti, you're allowed to live with her. But for Hashto, but after you give her a get, maybe take him a lay be Yisra Eshesach. Maybe now she's an heir to you. She Lamaisa was your brother's wife, which is an Arab of an Eshesach, so maybe now you're not allowed to remarry her. Now it's not a Mokim Yibim anymore. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. No, that once she had a Heta to marry you once, the Heta still remains. And even after you give her a get, you could remarry her. It's not called an Arab of the Eshesach anymore. She was mutter to you, the Heta is still here. Fred Gemara, maybe V'yema Ochinami, maybe Taka true, let's say like this, that the Isra Eshesach comes back again after you give her a get. Or Makroa, the Pasuk says, V'loch Choloi Yisha. You should take her for wife. So we dash and kiva and shalocha nasis kishtoi. Once you marry her, she's like your wife. Means a normal wife. That the loch of a regular wife is. Even after you give her a get, you'll let her remarry her. So if we the locha is, after you make yibum, she's 100% like the zika goes off, she's your wife. And if you give her a get, you're even allowed to remarry her again. Providing he's not a kohen. But then the Mishnah says, Bovado, she takes subosa nichse bailorishin. Even after you miyabim her, she's your wife now, but the chidik suba comes from the first husband's property. My time, what's the reason? Who the second one, the second brother married her now. So why doesn't he have a chid to give her the ksuba? Tzmar says, because isha hikna loy min ha-shamayim. It's considered like min ha-shamayim, they're giving you this wife. Therefore, it's still the chiv is upon the first husband, still upon his property, she gets a ksuba. Just the klal is vi less lo merishon. Let's say the first husband did not leave over any property. There's no money to collect the ksuba from. There's no property achroi mishubit for ksuba. Then the loch is midrabon and isla misheni. That the second one does have to be mishabit himself to give her ksuba. What's the reason? Kadesh loitei kalab yenav loitziyoi. It should not be easier for him to get rid of her. And that's the klal of all ksubas. That we don't want to be easy for a husband to give his wife a get. So therefore here also, we have to make sure that at least the second one would have to give her the ksuba. Then the Mishnah says that lo yoyim lo harek subasecha. You're not allowed to tell, like after you miyab me, after you marry your brother's wife, you're not allowed to tell her here's the money set aside for iksuba, and therefore the rest of the property that I yashin from your husband, my brother, I want to sell. You're not allowed to do that. Then the Mishnah marries a kasha my vechein. The Mishnah says the same thing with your regular wife. Also, you can't say that. If tomorrow my vechein, like what's the difference? Why would I think by regular wife, not a yovim, a regular case where a husband marries his wife? Why would I think there that he is allowed to set aside money for the ksuba, and then the rest of his property is not mishubi for the ksuba? Why would I think that way? So Mora says, yes, amount of time I would have thought. He doesn't write her in the ksuba. He doesn't say the kanoi, that's what I was already acquired already, what I already bought already, or the kanina, what I will buy, is mishubi for your ksuba. He doesn't say that. So therefore, it's only mishubi, the property that he already received from his brother. So therefore, that property is not allowed to sell. It has to be mishubit for her ksuba. Ah, volhocha, but in the case where a regular person gets married, and he writes his wife a ksuba, the kosovlo in the ksuba is written like this, the kanoi, that I'm mishubit to give you the ksuba from either what I bought already, or the kanina, what I'm going to buy. So then, maybe then she is semich das. Like, since the husband writes such a strong lashon that I'll pay you, even from the things that I'm going to buy later on, so if now the husband tells the listener, I'm going to set aside now some money for yiksuba, she's semich das, she relies upon the husband, and maybe then the husband is allowed to sell everything else and the rest of his property like it's not mishubid. Is kamash malon, no, nothing doing kamash malon, that all the property that the husband owns is all mishubid for his wife's ksuba. Now even though the halacha is by your own wife, avad, her husband is allowed to sell his property. But there's no halacha when you're married, you can't sell the property you own. Avad, the husband is allowed to sell it. The only halacha is that the isha could collect it from the lekuchis. If at the time when she gets a get, or when the husband dies, that she has a right to collect the ksuba. If there's no money left over, then the halacha is any property that the husband sold, she has a right to take it away from the lekuchis. But I call upon him, it's all meshubit, all the property is meshubit for ksuba. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Not only by Yovim, even by a regular wife also, all the husband's property is meshubid for a ksuba. Then the Mishnah says, Girsha, if he give you Yovim a get, ein lo elu ksubasa, she only has a ksuba. What does that mean? That means to say that the rest of the property now, the husband, like Yashin, is completely from his brother, and he can do whatever he wants with it. All she gets is only the money for a ksuba. So Mara says, Girsha in, mash money because he gave her a get. Loi Girsha loi, but if he didn't give her a get yet, then no. So Horace Moore says, Kamash Malon, Kid Rababa, teaching us the Chiddush of the Deek, is like Rababa said before, that we have to miyabim her, and now really you yashin, you take off all your brothers and chasim, the loch rizdo, you're not allowed to sell anything. And if you sell it, it's not chal. Even with the evid, what you sell, the chalukah you make is nothing. Because since it's all mishubid for the wife's, your wife's ksuba, and the shibud is from the first husband's property, therefore all that property is not allowed to be sold. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That only girsh, only if you give her a get, that's when you're allowed to sell it. But before you give her a get, you're not allowed to sell your brother's property. And if you do it, even with the other, it's not chal. Then it says, if you remarry her back, she's like any other wife. She only has the same amount of money the first ksuba. And that's halacha we'll see later on. To give your wife a get. And then before you give her the ksuba, you remarry her, her ksuba is the exact same chiyuv about the first ksuba. So Gemara says, if you remarry her, my kamashmalon, what's the chiddush over here? Tanina, we learned it. So Gemara later. Ha megaris says for isha, if somebody gives his wife a get, or ma'achzira, and then he remarries her, is amanas ksuba rishayin ma'achzira, that's tamasvara. So when you remarry her, you remarry on the conditions of the first ksuba. So what's the chiddush of the mission over here? So Gemara says, Ma the time I would have thought ishtoyhu, by a regular case, a regular wife, where the husband right now is writing the ksuba, ishtoyhu, the ihu cost of loksuba, the husband is writing the ksuba minei, that he has to give it to him, it's good. Then we say, if you give her a get and you remarry her, you're remarrying on the same conditions as the first ksuba. Avu yevimtoy, but here it's a case that you're miyabin your brother's wife. The lo ihu cost of lo, you did not write her the first ksuba. It was your brother's ksuba. So maybe I would think, Hecha the Girsha, will you give her a get for your Hadra, and now you remarry her back? So when you remarry, it's like your own marriage right now. Ema, maybe I would say, maybe you have to write over like a new ksuba, it's a new chiyu ksuba, you have to pay now. Kamashra, that's the chiddush, no. Then when you remarry, it's the exact same chiyuvim as before, that again, all the brothers nechasim is meshubid for that ksuba. Omar Rav Yehuda, if you said like this, but we shine at the beginning, when you used to marry Yibsula the first time, you used to write a ksuba of 200. Ula almona mona. If you would marry an almona widow, you only have to write a ksuba of 100. Ladies were becoming older, they didn't want to get married. They didn't like this takono that the husband just writes a ksuba. Why? Because they're afraid that maybe when they receive the get, or the husband dies, there was no money to collect from. In other words, at the beginning, there was no shtar, it wasn't written in the ksuba, that all the husband's property is meshubit, is achroi for her ksuba. And even the property that he's going to buy later on. As if to say, if he sells it later on, the wife has a right later to take it away from those people. So at the beginning, all this was not written in the ksuba. So the wives were afraid to get married, like they figured, we're afraid, we'll never collect our ksuba, so they didn't want to get married. So it says that Shabo Shimon ben Shetach, until Shimon ben Shetach came, particularly made a takona that you're supposed to write inside the ksuba kol nechosa v'achroi nechsubosa. He wrote inside the ksuba, "Shno, all my property is achroi is meshubit for your ksuba." So now the wives felt satisfied that they were for sure they were collecting ksuba, therefore they used to start to get married again. Tanya Nam Yachav, we learn like this also. For Rishon at the beginning, Hayakais from the Psula Masayim, they used to write the ksuba 200 from Psula. Uli Almona Mona, and Almona received 100. Voyomaskina, they used to become old, Loy Hoyon Noisim Noshim, they didn't want to get married. They were afraid they would never collect the ksuba, since the money was not meshubit. The husband's property was not meshubit for ksuba. Only if he had money on hand, so they're afraid they won't have money on hand, they'll never collect the ksuba. Is his kin of the made a takona shiumanichan oisabesavia, that the husband has to put away the amount of money by her father's house. That was a takona. So they knew for sure whenever they would get a get, they would get the ksuba. So Mora says, Ve'adayin, still that wasn't a good eitzah. Kishu kayisaleh, whenever the husband would get angry at his wife, Omala, he would tell her, L'chi eitzah ksubasecha, hey, I'm giving you a get, and go to your ksuba, go take it. If the money is all ready to be given away, it'll be easy to give a get. So we didn't like that. So it's king of the men, takona, shiyo menicha naisa beis chamiya, that we should leave the money by her father-in-law's house, by the husband's father's house. And our series, the rich ones, oisa naisa kalsa shakesef, the shazav, they made baskets of gold and silver out of it. And niyas, the poor ones, hoi oisa naisa avicha meme raglayim. The poor ones used to just make a bowl out of it, used to make raglayim. They are dying, but still this is not good enough. Why, kisha kaisaleh, when the husband would get angry at his wife, oimalo, he would tell her, tali ksuba secha, go to my father and go get you ksuba. Utsi and go out, that's also not a good takona. Achebo Shimon ben Shatach, though Shimon ben Shatach came, fatigue the mayor takona. Not that the money should be all ready to be given to her. Not that you have to have a bag of money set aside to give her for the ksuba, but rather, particularly in the minatakonah, she a kaisav law. It should be written in the ksuba that kol nechosai achron ksubasa. All the property that I own and that I will own is all meshubet for your ksuba. So therefore, she is for sure satisfied that she'll collect it someday if she has to. But the husband can't get angry and say, I'll give you the ksuba right now, because the money is not prepared yet. The money is still in his property. He has to go sell it. It's not so easy. So therefore, the husband won't give her the get, won't give her the ksuba right away. But the ladies, for sure, were for sure that they would receive the ksuba. So that was at the corner to make it that the ladies should want to get married again. All right, we'll stop here.